You, until such a time as your presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Meeting logistics. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@dscchs.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Desert Sands Charter High School regular board meeting, operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Thursday, June 4, 2026, to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Newell is absent. Marvin Smith.
Here.
Dana Clark.
Here.
James Locke.
Here.
We have four members of the board, so we do have a quorum for today's meeting. Learning Center's roll call, please.
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Lancaster on the line?
Present. Good afternoon.
Thank you. And for Lake Los Angeles?
Present. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. You can place your lines back on mute.
Thank you, Jillian. And I will ask Marvin Smith to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Staff introductions.
Well, thank you very much, President Adams, members of the board, the Learning Centers Online, staff here and staff online. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good afternoon, Victor Nardiello. Good
afternoon.
Oh, Shelly Speckman.
Yes. Good afternoon. Yes. It just popped in. Shelly Haynes, School Superintendent. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Darren Bauer, COO.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Alex Morris, State and Federal Programs Coordinator.
Good afternoon, this is Jenny Bonilla, Principal.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Claudia Wallace, VP of Finance with LAC.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, I will move on to item E on the agenda. At this time, I'd like a motion to approve the agenda for the June 4th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. That was a motion by Dana Clark, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Item F. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the April 21st, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Second.
That was a motion by James Lott, second by Dana Clark. Need further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. We have five items on the consent agenda. Number one, the board will be asked to approve the student smartphones and other private devices policy. Number two, the board will be asked to accept the uniform complaints report for the 2025-2026 school year. Zero complaints received. Number three, the board will be asked to approve the revised suspension and expulsion policy and procedure. Number four, the board will be asked to approve revisions to the 2026-2027 parent student handbook regarding involuntary removal procedures. And number five, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. Does any board member want to pull any consent agenda item for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 5?
I so move.
Second.
Thank you. That was by Marvin Smith, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes unanimously. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the start of the meeting?
Good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak today.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, finance update. Either Street, Claudio.
Thank you, Ward. Today, I have an update to the line of credit with the status of the line with Hamney Bank and with LLAC. The report of Hamney line is updated through May 15th and includes the line approved for $4 million and the current rate of the line at 7.25%. This rate is the same as the one in previous update, as there have not been changes to the federal funds rate and prime rate. The update shows no current balance and includes the expiration date of the line of June 3, 2027. Covenant ratios are in the bottom area of the Hamney section. These are required to maintain the line in good standing and in compliance with the LOC agreement, and the summary shows that the school meets all line requirements. The second portion of the update shows the status of the line with LLAC. It will move down. Thank you. This is approved as a promissory note for $2 million with the current rate at 6% for this fiscal year. The school currently has no loan balance. With respect to the state budget, I will address the latest updates to the May revision later today in the meeting when reviewing the school budget. And that concludes the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll do the area superintendent update. Victor Nardillo.
President Adams, and good afternoon, board members, and welcome to the last board meeting of the 25-26 school year. I'd like to start by thanking each one of you for your continued support of our students and families throughout the year. Thanks to your support, our staff and faculty continue to motivate our students to reach their full potential in achieving their high school diploma and setting themselves up for future post-secondary success. Dr. Sands' charter-wide data shows our efforts in re-engaging students and fostering consistent academic growth. So please refer to the LP10 data report included in your board packet. As of LP10, the current enrollment is at 621 students, reflecting an approximately 68 student decrease when compared to the same period in the previous school year and a slight student decrease from last LP. The overall credit completion rate is 3.55, which represents almost a full credit increase from the same learning period last year. And our core credit completion rate is at 2.04, which is about almost a half credit increase from last year. Aid utilization was approximately 83.27%, which was a little over a 2% increase when compared to LP10 of last year, but is slightly missing our regional goal for maintaining 90% utilization. Thank you for all your time and your support of Desert Sands.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Just curious, have you noticed that LP1 had 621 students, and here you have 621 students?
Coincidence. I'm just starting.
Yeah.
But it does fall in line with from last LP where we're at 623, so that's not surprising. Plus a graduate.
So static.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item C, report on mathematics placement results. Victor?
Thank you, Board President. So in compliance with the California Mathematics Placement Act of 2015 and our board adopted placement policy, we continue to ensure equitable and transparent math placement for incoming ninth grade students. For the 25-26 school year, 24.62% of the students were placed in remedial math, 64.62% in Algebra 1, which is at grade level, and 10.77% in Geometry or Algebra 2, which is above grade level. All ninth grade students made progress in their math courses with none held back, and we remain committed to annual data review and professional development for staff to improve outcomes and support student success in mathematics.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item D, LCFF, Local Indicators Reports. Alex Morris.
Hey, President Adams. Good afternoon, board. Thank you for joining me in the summary of the Local Indicators Report. Slide, please. This slide gives a quick overview of the CA dashboard areas of focus. On the left are the state indicators, which are based on statewide data. On the right are the local indicators, which focus more on how we implement the programs, reflecting on our practices and engaging with our community through the LCAP. Together, these help paint a fuller picture of how our students and programs are progressing. We reviewed the progress on the state indicators earlier this year and highlighted growth in the ELPI, ELA, and math. Slide, please. Our local indicators, which assess areas beyond state testing, Desert Sands met the standards in all key priority areas. Based on the evidence reviewed, self-assessment, and local data, we met all applicable standards this year, and that concludes my portion. I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item E, board will be advised of additional efforts by Lifelong Learning Administrative Corporation to assist the school in advancing the goals of independent study. Darren Bauer.
Board President, good afternoon, board. We just wanted to provide an update on some additional services that we've requested from our service provider, Lifelong Learning, as it relates to legislation and advocacy efforts. Just given the rapidly changing policy environment and new leaders, we wanted to elevate that level of service over the coming months. So, Lifelong Learning understands the ask and are putting plans together to ramp up resources, new activities over the coming months, and I'll be able to provide a report back at future board meetings. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item F, annual IRS Form 990, return of organizational exempt and income tax in the California return for 2024 as filed and as Claudia.
Thank you, board. Today, we are informing the board that the school's annual IRS Form 990 was filed by the required deadline and that the filed Form 990 has also been made available to board members for their review before submission to the IRS. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Moving on to item G, 2026-2027 board meeting dates. That is in your packet on page 281. And as you'll see, our meeting dates for the following year are September 1st at 3:30, October 15th at 3:30, December 8th at 3:30, February 16th at 11:30, March 2nd at 3:30, April 20th at 3, and June 3rd at 2:30. So please mark your calendars for that. Public hearings. We'll be opening public hearings for two items. So the board will hold, I'll request a motion and a second to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion by Marvin Smith, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that passes unanimously. The board will now hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of the members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. Public hearing is now open at 2:43. Board has allotted 15 minutes for this board public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. Board will first hear a presentation from the area superintendent, Victor Nervio.
Thank you, President Adams. A redline copy of the revised policy is provided in your board packets and reflects changes affecting the school's voluntary removal procedures, as well as several cleanup items to align with current school operations. The effective date of the revised policy is July 1st, 2026, to allow sufficient time for staff trainings. Revised policy will be communicated to students, parents, and guardians through the revised 26-27 parent-student handbook. The following is a summary of the proposed revisions in the personalized learning policy. Section 2.4, satisfactory educational progress, This section is revised to clarify the definition of satisfactory educational progress, which includes compliance with student attendance requirements and the independent study agreement. Section 2.6, independent study evaluation. These revisions add language for consistency among various components of the policy that affect student attendance, work completion, and progress, all of which may compel an independent study evaluation. Additional language clarifies that students must complete assignments, including daily learning logs, to document the completion of their assignments. Finally, language has been added to clarify that the evaluation may lead to a recommendation for the students of voluntary removal, including students with IEPs or Section 504s. Section 2.7, involuntary removal procedures. We added procedures for involuntary removal hearings to clearly distinguish between disciplinary removals involving suspension and expulsion and involuntary removal, which involves a unique notice and hearing procedure. Involuntary removal is authorized in state law and includes students who are disenrolled, dismissed, transferred, or terminated. The specified removal procedures include, among other things, written notice requirements, the right to request a hearing adjudicated by a neutral officer, and the right to request an appeal hearing. Section 2.9, tiered reengagement strategies. This section has been revised to clarify student performance factors that will lead to the school's implementation of tiered reengagement strategies, and states that continued unsatisfactory progress will lead to an independent study evaluation and a possible consideration for involuntary removal consistent with the school's personalized learning policy. And finally, Section 2.10, instruction. We revised plans for the daily live interaction for students in grades 4 through 8. Grade 6 through 8, and grade 8 to allow more flexibility and personalization for staff and students. This concludes my presentation. Are there any members of the public who wish to provide comments, or do any of the board members have any questions?
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Good afternoon. This is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment today.
Thank you. The board will now hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of the members of the public regarding the budget overview for parents, BOP, and the local control and accountability plan, LCAP, for the 2026-2027 school year. The board will now hear a presentation from Victor Nardiello.
President Adams, and I will now turn it over to Alex Morris for a presentation on the budget overview for parents and the LCAP for the 26-27 school year.
Thank you, Mr. Nardiello. In the development of our LCAP, it is necessary to involve our educational partners in the development of the plan. Our PACT ELAC parents provided input, certificated and classified staff and students also consulted this spring. Additionally, the board reviewed the data being used to drive the funding in the LCAP towards meeting students' needs. We posted the LCAP on the school's website for public comment prior to today's meeting. No public input was provided to the school or to the principal as of today. Now asking to start the public hearing phase, the adoption process. And with this slide, the LCAP is essentially our roadmap for improving student outcomes. It aligns goals, actions, and funding to students' needs, especially for our high needs groups. It's developed with input from families, staff, and students, and revisited it every year to adjust based on the progress on the metrics. For the 2026 and 2027, it also includes LREBG funding to support intervention, engagement, and learning recovery. Next slide, please. These are the four goals included in the LCAP, along with the actions that we will implement to achieve those goals. Goal one, improve academic outcomes, especially for English learners, low-income students, and foster youth. Goal two, prepare students for college, career, and a life after high school. Goal three, keep students engaged and connected through a positive school environment and support systems. And goal four, strengthen partnerships with families through clear communication and ongoing feedback. Next slide, please. The budget overview for parents complements the LCAP and giving a clear, more accessible picture of our funding sources and planned uses. For Desert Sands, the total revenue projected for Desert Sands is about $34 million. With 84% of which is the local control funding formula, the LCFF, and 16% is other state funds. About 0% in local funds and less than 1% in federal funds. Of the LCFF funds, 21% is generated based on enrollment of unduplicated students.
The BLP helps highlight and understands priorities, outlines requirements, and shows how resources support our four goals and actions, especially for our high-need students. Thank you, and it's at this time. We can take any comments from the public or if the board has any questions.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the Budget Overview for Parents, BOP, and the Local Control and Accountability Plan, LCAP, for the 2026-2027 school year. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
Good afternoon, this is Shelley Sands here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment today.
Thank you, Shelley. At this point, I would like to request a motion and a second to close the public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a motion by James Knott, seconded by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. And I'd like to make a note that board member Ruth Newell has joined the meeting. So we have all 5 board members here. Public hearing is now closed at 2:50. Moving on to 5 or 6 action items. Item A, the board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Victor Nardiello.
Thank you. So unless there are any additional questions from the board, I recommend the board approve the revised personalized learning policy as presented today during the public hearing.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? May I hear a motion?
Second.
Thank you. That was a motion by Dana Clark, second by Ruth Newell. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item B, board will be asked to approve the 2026-2027 Budget Overview for Parents, BOP, and Local Control and Accountability Plan, LCAP, for the 2026-2027 school year. Victor Nardiello.
Thank you again, Board President. And at the risk of sounding somewhat repetitive, I'm going to say, unless there are any additional questions from the board, I recommend the board approve the Budget Overview for Parents and the Local Control and Accountability Plan for the 26-27 school year.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Marvin Smith, second by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item C, the board will be asked to confirm its acknowledgement that Michael Adams, Ruth Newell, Marvin Smith, Dana Clark, and James Lott have been reappointed as members of the Board of Directors by Educational Advancement Corporation, the sole member of Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, for the term July 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2027. Bill Thompson.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to extend the thanks and genuine appreciation of the officers and staff for the great work this governing board has done. The school, Desert Sands Public Charter Inc., couldn't do the work that it's doing without a governing board that pays attention to what's going on and makes it possible. And it's been great seeing that happen over the last year as well as years beforehand. If you now vote to serve another year, that would be greatly appreciated. And so that would be the next step if you're all willing to re-up for a year.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the board? I make your motion to approve action item 6C. There's a motion by Dana Clark, second by Ruth Newell. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Congratulations for another year.
Thank you.
Item D, the board will be asked to reappoint the corporate officers to serve at the pleasure of the board. And we are reconfirming the school's reappointment of officers, Jeff Brown and Jerry Vincent. Any questions or comments from the board? Now may your motion to approve action item 6D.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was a motion by James Lott, seconded by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes.
Thank you.
Item E, The board will be asked to approve entering into a memorandum of understanding with the Antelope Valley Union High School District to provide instruction to students. Victor Nardiello.
Thank you, President Adams. So for action items E and F, I'm going to make just this one presentation, and then the board will be asked to vote on each item separately. Enclosing your board packet are copies of the memorandums of understanding with the Antelope Valley Union High School and Paraclete High School. Each one of these are standard annual agreements for this time of year that describe what services we will provide the district and school, and what they will provide in return. These are mutually beneficial partnerships that allow our school to support their students in credit recovery or credit get ahead. I would like to recommend these MOUs for board approval.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6E.
Second.
That was a motion by Marvin Smith, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item F, the board will be asked to approve entering into a memorandum of understanding with Paraclete High School to provide instruction to students. Any questions or comments from the board? May I hear a motion? That was a motion by Ruth Newell, second by James Locke. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item G, board will be asked to approve the Proposition 28 Arts and Music in Schools Funding Annual Report for Fiscal Year 25-26. Alex Morris.
Thank you. The Prop 28 Arts and Music in Schools Grants Report includes required information on staffing, student enrollment, and how funds are being used to expand access to arts and music within our schools. This year, Desert Stands has been able to provide its students with a photography class by the AMS grant, funding one full-time art teacher. Thank you. I'm happy to answer any questions about the AMS grant.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6G.
Second.
That was a motion by Dana Clark, second by Ruth Newell. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item H. The board will be asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various sundry times. Victor Nardiello.
Thank you, President Adams. The board is being asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various and sundry times. The incentives are discretionary and will be determined based on current budgetary and financials of the school. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Motion to approve. 6H.
Mm-hmm.
That was a motion by James Lott, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item I. Board will be asked to reauthorize the corporate officers and senior administration to make all reasonable and necessary business arrangements and enter into all reasonable and necessary transactions, including but not limited to contracting with vendors, employees, consultants, and others. Does the board have any questions or comments on this item? I may hear a motion to approve action item 6I.
Second.
That was a motion by Marvin Smith, second by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item J. Board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula, LCFF, for school year 26-27, which drives the primary source of funding for the charter school. Fabio.
Thank you, Board. The local control funding formula is the primary source of funding for charter schools. This funding has two primary components, the base rate that applies to all schools and depends entirely on ADA by grade span, and a supplemental and concentration component that depends on the percentage of schools' English learners, foster youth, or low-income students. The LCFF funding is the largest source of revenue and is essential to the budget and outcome development. For next year, 26-27, the LCFF funding formula will provide a total revenue of $28,703,962. This total includes a base funding of $21,572,600, or 75% of total LCFF funding, and a supplemental and concentration funding of $7,131,362, or 25% of total LCFF funding. and we would like to request approval of the LCFF formula. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? May I hear a motion to approve action item 6J?
Second.
That was a motion by Ruth Newell, seconded by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item K. The board will be asked to approve the Education Protection Account EPA spending determinations. Audio.
Thank you, Board. The Education Protection Account funding is a component of the school's total LCFF entitlement. As shown on the budget report on the LCFF sources section of JET Code 8012, the current year 25-26, the school will receive EPA revenue of $5,211,698, and for fiscal year 26-27, the estimated EPA revenue is $5,148,583. This funding must be used only on instruction and be posted on the school's website every year. And we would like to request approval of the EPA spending determination. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6K? That was a motion by Dana Clark, second by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item L. The board will be asked to approve the budget for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. Fabio.
Thank you, Board. The school budget is based on funding information from the May revision to the state budget released on May 14th. The May revision is materially stronger than the January's governor's budget, but it should be read as cautiously positive. Updated revenue estimates, driven mainly by income tax gains tied to the AI stock market boom, increases the Proposition 98 guarantee by another $6.4 billion above January estimates, allowing the state to fund more education priorities. For schools, the strongest funding increase comes from a 2.87% statutory COLA plus a proposed 1.44% LCFF, what's called a super COLA, with a total of 4.31% for LCFF base, supplemental and concentration grants. The May revision also increases the one-time discretionary block grant from $2.8 billion to $5 billion. It also buys out the planned June 2026 principal apportionment deferral and proposes a major special education funding increase with a base rate of $1,340 per EDA, which is substantially higher than the $999 proposed in January. However, this funding remains volatile and one-time revenues should not support ongoing cost. Now, with regards to the budget report, let's start with the ADA report. At the final page on the report that shows average daily attendance of 1,689 for current year, the projection of for upcoming year is 1,622. Showing a decrease of 67 ADA that will have a negative effect on some funding sources for next year. On the first page of Form 62, we are going to find revenue and expenditures. Total revenue budgeted for next year is $34.2 million. This shows an increase of 4.4% compared to current year and is due to multiple factors. Revenue from LCFF sources is projected to have a decrease of 0.6% from $28.8 million this year to $28.7 million next year. This is primarily due to the decline in ADA and a decrease in unduplicated pupil percentage that offset the super COLA of 4.31% in LCFF funding rate. Second line's federal funding is budgeted at $97,000, showing a decrease of 16.9% compared to current year. This funding comes entirely from federal special ed entitlement. Other state revenue in the budget shows a substantial increase of 47.2%, compared to current year from 3.6 million to 5.2 million, driven by the increase in state special ed funding rate and in student support and professional development block grant funding. This funding source also includes moderate increases in lottery funding and a decrease in mental health mandate block grant and arts and music revenue. Lastly, the school is budgeting local revenue of $175,000 of cost reimbursements. On the expense side, the school is budgeting all total expenditures of $34 million, showing a 4.5% increase from current year's spending. The budget includes an increase of $1 million or 5% in salaries and benefits. This is driven by a spending increase in teacher, classified instructional salaries, certificated support salaries, and health benefit cost. Purchase spending is budgeted at $1.3 million, showing an increase of 21.6% compared to current year's spending due to the noticeable increase in budget for equipment due to large furniture refresh planned for 20th Street site during next year. Budget for operating expenses is $12.6 million, showing a minimal increase of 1.1% compared to current year. The budget includes increasing training, facilities, and communication spending, and a marginal decrease in professional services. The depreciation budget is $101,000, reflecting a 24% increase from the current year. This change accounts for depreciation expense related to a flooring refresh at 20th Street site that offset a completion of depreciation on certain leased assets. Budget for other outgo is $290,000, showing same level of projected oversight cost and debt service cost compared to current year. The school is budgeting for an excess revenue of $203,000 for years 26-27. With this excess revenue and the current year and projected net position of $10.9 million, the school will end up year 26-27 with a projected net position of $11.1 million. Of this total ending net position, $586,000 is in capital assets, $115,000 is restricted, and the remaining $10.4 million is unrestricted, which is equal to 30% of total budgeted annual expenditures. And that concludes the report. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6L? There's a motion by Dana Clark, seconded by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item M. Board will be asked to approve the consolidated application process and submission for all reports required for the 2026-2027 school year. Victor Nardiello.
Board President, the California Department of Education uses the Consolidated Application, or the CONAP, to distribute categorical funds from various federal programs to county offices, school districts, and direct-funded charter schools throughout California. Annually, from mid-May to the end of June, each local educational agency using the Consolidated Application Reporting System submits the spring release of the CONAP. The spring release documents participation in certain categorical programs and provides assurances that the LEA will comply with the legal requirements of each program. Program entitlements are determined by formulas contained in the laws that created the programs. The board is asked to approve the CONAP process and submission for all reports required for the school for the 26-27 school year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6M.
So moved.
That was a motion by Ruth Newell, second by Marvin Smith. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Mm-hmm.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item N. The board will be requesting to renew the revolving line of credit RLOC with Hanmi Bank for the 2026-2027 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the RLOC terms and applicable interest rates. Claudio.
Thank you, Ward. The school is requesting board approval to renew the school's standard line of credit with Hanmi Bank for fiscal year 26-27 in the amount of $4 million. How many banks has provided this credit facility in prior years at competitive terms with board approval obtained annually? The interest rate will be calculated as the greater of the fixed rate of 3.75% or the prime rate plus 0.5%. Using the current prime rate of 6.75%, the rate currently applicable to the facility is 7.25%. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6N? That was a motion by Dan Clark, seconded by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item O, board will be requested to approve securing a loan from Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation, LLAC, for the 2026-2027 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the promissory note terms and applicable interest rates. Claudia.
Thank you, Board. The school is requesting board approval for a short-term promissory note with LLAC for fiscal year 26-27 with borrowing limit of up to $2 million to be used only if needed to address temporary cash flow requirements. This financing option provides the school with access to additional liquidity at a low interest rate and helps manage overall financing cost when other sources of credit are either more expensive or not sufficient. The approved note amount will serve as the borrowing limit for the fiscal year. The interest rate is set at 6% with a provision allowing the lender to adjust the rate once during the fiscal year if market conditions change substantially, whether upward or downward. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6O?
Moved.
Thank you. That was a motion by Ruth Newell, seconded by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item P, board will be asked to approve the signers up for all bank accounts, and that's Jeff Brown, Gary Vincent, Shelley Haynes, and Jeff Martineau. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, may I hear a motion to approve action item 6P? That was a motion by Dana Clark, seconded by James Lott. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Item 7, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Adams and members of the board. As we go through this year and doing our house cleaning now and bringing ourselves up to date on what's been going on, although we did have a loss of ADA over the year, but if you look at from learning period 1 through current, we've managed to retain our population. And I think that's due to the wonderful programs that are put forth by our area superintendent and his staff and all the folks that are out there pushing this program forward. Jerry, without you, I don't think I'd be in the right direction. My boat would go port, you'd be America's starboard. I just want to thank you all for all that you've done. I want to echo what our attorney said here and our area superintendent said about our board. Yeah, I'm so proud to be working with this board. This is a true oversight board that watches us, asks the right questions, and makes sure our boat is on the proper channel. I'm looking forward to working with you next year. Thank you for bringing me back and Jerry here, my right hand, and hope to have a great time next year. We had a great time this year. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent.
I would say ditto, but I'm not going to have a big head and say ditto. No. But there are many parts that I agree with, and it is first gratitude to all of you, each and every one of you, for your willingness to serve again. Victor, you, your staff, what you've been doing, you've maintained, and the credit completion students are learning. and they're making adequate progress toward graduation, and that's why we're here. So we just honor that, and we thank you so very much. And I thank you to everyone that's working here, governance, as a part of the governance team, and just grateful to everyone. And Mr. Brown. Thank you all.
Ms. Haynes?
Well, Jerry wouldn't say it, but I will. Ditto to both Mr. Brown and Jerry. Thanks to the board for all your support over the year. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.
Mr. Dardill?
Yeah, I just would like to echo a lot of what I've been hearing here, which is thank you for your commitment this school year and your recommitment to us for next school year. We need you. And I want to shout out the staff on a hard-fought and hard-worked school year. We've got a lot of students that are going to be walking across that stage tomorrow that we're very proud of, and it's all due to the board, to the staff, to the other folks at this table that support us. So thank you.
Agree with everyone's comments. Much appreciation.
Thompson.
I will say ditto.
Does any board member have any observations or comments at this point in time?
Thanks for all the, I'll say something. Thanks for everything that you all do. I mean, it's the boots on the ground that makes the kids successful. You know, it's not us. It's, yeah, we make sure that you do the work and correctly, but we want to make sure, but it's the boots on the ground that say hi to the kids every day, make them feel welcome and loved and cared for. And so that's the important part. So please thank the staff.
Ditto.
Item 7, closed session. Legal counsel has advised that we do not have to do closed session today. So we'll move on to item 9, closing items. Next regular board meeting date is September 1st, 2026 at 3:30 p.m. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved. Second.
As opposed by Ruth Newell, second by Dana Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes with 5 yes votes. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.